everybody. My name is Brett. I'm a very grateful recovering food addict and relapse survivor.
Hi, Brett.
A lot of folks have heard my story. A lot of folks haven't. I am a 100-pounder. And as I said, I'm a relapse survivor. I'm actually a 200-pounder. And body image is something I've battled for pretty much my entire life, and I still have body image issues. It didn't help that I grew up in a family where I was the middle of three boys, and the other two were skinny as a rail. And I was not. My older brother actually had a nickname of tapeworm because he could eat anything under the sun and not gain an ounce. And I started dieting. My first diet was in the eighth grade with Mom. And, you know, everybody started to notice me when the weight was coming off. I was no longer the last kid picked on the team. You know, none of that stuff. And so I thought, you know, that really pretty much cemented in my head that, you know, thin was where it was at. That really made me popular. Mm-hmm. You know, and none of the other things I had was worth it if I didn't look good. You know, looking good had to be the number one thing, or he was not worthy of friends of any kind. My grandmother also, both grandmothers, beat into our heads that obesity was just flat out shameful. So that didn't help to have that image. Mm-hmm. And then I happened to go to school where, yeah, I had no choice. I had to stay within weight standards. And body image issues there were, you know, who's the most muscular guy and things like that. And we had, I have at least five classmates who I know for a fact have gone to the Olympics. You know, I mean, physical fitness was the thing. You had to be physically fit at this school. And I battled with it. You know, I still, even though the meals were limited, I could still pack it on and gain weight and get outside of the required limitations. And then when I got into the service, I proceeded to get even bigger because now the weigh-ins were not as frequent. And I ultimately was told I was going to be kicked out of the service because of my weight. So I went to OA. I asked for help. That was a miracle. And I found they sent me to a rehab center I thought was going to be boot camp, and it was not. It was OA. And I embraced it and embraced the spiritual aspect of the program and everything. But then as soon as I got out of the treatment center, I was deployed for 6 months. And it was just the physical fixation. Again, the body image was the only thing I was really concerned with. You know, it didn't matter to me the spirituality or anything like that. You know, and I really wasn't working on those things. I was simply working on the body image. I wanted to get my weight down. I was single at the time, and you know, so I thought, well, this will help me get popular with the gals too, and you know, everything. And that was the only thing. I absolutely hated myself though, because I did not feel I was worthy of friends, and I would belittle myself. I would not defend myself when others would, you know, poke fun at me, and I just felt less than. Some of the insane things I do about weight too is, while I was at school, I was coming home for a weekend vacation, and nobody had seen me since Christmas, and it's just going to be Easter, and I'd been telling them all I was doing just fine, doing just fine, doing just fine. And in the meantime, I'm putting on weight. And, you know, by the time Palm Sunday rolled around, I suddenly had this epiphany. Oh, shit, people are going to see me next week. You know, and I went on the most insane diet I've ever been on. One that no nutritionist in his right mind would endorse. It entailed no food whatsoever. And working out copiously three times a day. And I passed out during one of those workouts and decided, okay, well, that's it for the day. It wasn't it for the week. The next day I got up and did the same damn thing because I still had weight I needed to lose. I dropped 20-some-odd pounds in 7 days. Just insane things because my body image. I didn't think my family, I was coming home to my family. People who, since I've been in the program, have proven time and again just how unconditional their love is. A But I didn't believe it then, and I certainly didn't love myself. You know, so I had to get, you know, looking good. And every time I would diet, it was always the extreme things. You know, it would be excessive exercise, absolutely, you know, 3 meals a day, nothing in between, and the meals were sparse. When I got in OA, I still had a lot of time. I obsessed about the weight and my body, and left the other two legs of the stool neglected and untended. And of course, a one-legged stool doesn't stand for too long. And so that's why, you know, I relapsed as many times as I did. And you know, I would do. And also, part of my story is I played around with pathorexia, which is exercise bulimia, binge and burn. A little bit of anorexia. I was weighing and measuring all my food when I got down to goal weight. I didn't bother to see a nutritionist to go on maintenance because I wanted to keep on losing. You know, and I got down to about 140 pounds, which my height, I had not weighed that little since 8th grade. Since before I went through puberty, I had not weighed that little, and it was dangerously thin. And the doctors were concerned about me and everything, but that didn't matter. You know, I looked good, but damn it, I dropped 200 pounds, and I still had to deal with a whole shitload of extra skin. Mm-hmm. You know, I had man boobs. I had, you know, I mean, gravity sucks. All this extra skin was just kind of going down. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had to deal with it. And so I'm thinking, you know, I'll just have to diet more and more and more, and it'll go away, right? You know, slab myself with cocoa butter, anything to try and tighten up my skin, because I just did not feel comfortable in it. And I would take fat burners still, you know. And I'd never share that with my sponsor, you know. It's like, yeah, this is what I'm going to eat, and I wouldn't tell them. Yeah, I'm going to have a fat burner with each pill too, or with each meal. Tell you what was more important, the pill or the meal. Again, you know, I was so fixated on that. I still did not love myself. I did not love the way I looked. You know, I thought I looked good, you know, and I thought people liked the way I looked, but I really still was not satisfied. I still felt like this big 380-pound behemoth, you know, inside a skinny body. And truth be told, I still am. That can come back if I don't come into these rooms, if I stray from these rooms and stray from the spiritual and emotional part of the program. That monster can come back. And I've got to keep that fresh in my mind, that thin is not necessarily well. And I've got to remember that. Body image is not everything. I'm still not the weight I'd like to be. And I've still got plenty of extra skin. You know, and it's not going to go away. I've toyed with the idea of liposuction. I've got friends in program that have had liposuction, that have had body lifts, the removal of all the extra skin, you know, just so that they could look good in a bathing suit and whatnot, you know. And I've played around with those ideas. But I've got to embrace it and embrace it as my battle scars. You know, if I erase those things, those reminders, I don't even want to think what my diseased mind is going to start doing. If I don't have those reminders of what I can do, what I can become, if I decide I want to do away with them in some artificial manner. Because a couple of the friends I know who have had that done have relapsed, and it looked even worse. You know, you can only stretch your skin so far. And so I don't want to go down that road. Today, I do still exercise an awful lot. I'm an avid bicyclist. Some would call it rabid. You know, the person that caused this injury would. You know, and it was just stubbornness. But I needed to get my workout in. I needed to look good, you know, and everything, you know. And so I just neglected, you know, safety and let my stubbornness lead me into what became an accident. Because I was not satisfied with the length of my workout yet. I was not satisfied that my heart rate was not way up where it needed to be, you know, at its max rate. And I was racing to get that out. You know, when I saw this guy just doing this, weaving all over the place, and I should have known better and just avoided him at all costs. Even if it meant stopping my freaking ride. I didn't. I let my body image and my stubbornness get in the way. I had a head-on collision. And yesterday I had the second of, hopefully, two operations. Hopefully there will not be further to repair the damage that was done to my finger. And that was because my stubbornness, tied to my body image. I could not possibly let someone interrupt my workout, damn it. You know, and it's just, you know, arrogance, pride, stubbornness, any defect you want to wrap up in there. Fear of not being loved because of my body, because I don't look like the perfect GQ guy, that you're never going to see me on the cover of Men's Fitness, you know. And I've just got to accept reality. Now, I didn't realize when we were lining up the speakers that we were all basically around the same age. As I am 48 myself. And, you know, I've got to accept the fact that this is my body. This is the skin. I'm a food addict. And I can either choose to live in recovery, accept my body as it is, love my body as it is, or I can try to do something artificial and take away those reminders that I need. As a chronic relapser, I need every reminder I can possibly get. Or I will go back to the food. You know, and God has blessed me with 1, 2, 3. I've lost count of how many shots at recovery God has blessed me with. And there's not a doubt in my mind that there's another relapse in my body. I pray to God that if that was to happen, there would be another recovery. But there's no guarantee of another recovery if I focus strictly on my body image, like I used to. Mm-hmm. You know, if I bring my mind, an open heart, to the meetings and listen and work the spiritual and emotional aspects of, and put the physical side on an equal footing, or maybe even a little bit behind those things, mm-hmm. The physical tends to take care of itself. I haven't been able to work out the way I'd like to since it's happened. I'm still in the same doggone pants. My belt is still the same notch. You know, God is taking care of me. You know, as long as I stay in fit spiritual and emotional condition, the body image will take care of itself. So, I'll stop there. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.